In my earlier audio recording, I touched on the thought that some distractions can actually be beneficial to us. And I need to explain that. In conversations I've had with coworkers and some online conversations, the topics can change. You know, I mean, it's rapid fire. You got to be on at the top of your game to be able to jump back and forth between these different topics. And it's probably a form of ADD, but I've found that in some instances of this taking place, the topic changing 4 or 5 times in the matter of minutes, that I can get ideas for other projects or ideas for existing projects, and solutions come out of this as well. And it's beneficial to me, and I think it's kind of refreshing to just let your mind wander a bit and not feel like you're locked into, you're locked into this one track. And I think that speaks to, if you're getting stressed out about something, or if you are just getting burned out about something, to, get up and take a walk or do something else. I think that you're letting yourself do something else, and that you're jumping back and forth between topics and still staying on track with each individual subtopic, that you can still get things done. And you're still dealing with the distraction of trying to keep up with the conversation and getting off track and off topic, but still being able to get things done is pretty amazing. So that's what I meant by distractions being a good thing, or getting off topic, having that be a good thing. So that's pretty much my thoughts for today on distractions and how we deal with them. So I do thank everyone who's listened to these recordings today. I just want to thank Rob Carnes and Marty McPadden for the great Twitter conversations and the great comments that came out of the earlier recording today. So I look forward to hearing from more people as we continue these Thinking Out Loud audio sessions.